There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi, friends.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to Spice Chaos.
Yeah, welcome. Over there is Caitlin from Creating in Chaos.
Yes, and over there is Leanne from Spice Plans.
That's right. And I feel like every episode is like the one that almost didn't happen.
I know. Our lives are just so busy right now.
When I look back on prior to our hiatus, you know, like before we took a break, I mean, I don't feel like that it was this hard. Was it this hard to get the show recorded back then?
I don't know. I can't remember. That's been so long ago.
Yeah. And I know that, you know, I have a different kind of job, and so do you now. Mm-hmm. Oh, but anyway, well, I miss you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's been kind of a crazy 2 weeks. Lots going on, dental problems, trying to get my teenager to pass classes.
Oh, well, we're almost at the end, right?
Yes. It's going to just be a long 4 weeks, I think.
I know. I got so excited this morning. I was like, I'm going to count how many Mondays we have left. And then I looked and I was like, 4 after today. That's terrible.
Oh my gosh. And we probably have more than that because we go to the middle of June still.
Oh, that's right. Now our last day is June 9th.
Oh yeah. I think ours is like the 15th or something. Okay. I'm just looking forward to not packing lunches anymore.
That's what I was thinking. I had the same thought this morning when I was making like my 9,000th Nutella sandwich.
I know. And it's so funny because at the beginning of the year, I like get all of the things and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll bake the sandwiches into shapes or something this year. And by the end, I'm just like throwing whatever's in the cupboard into the lunch.
I know. I have decided that for the rest of this week, lunches are going to be what I find in the pantry.
Exactly. That's all there is.
But I'm so tired of doing the same grocery shop like every 20 minutes, you know. I just like, okay, we have so much stuff in the pantry. I'm just going to bust out the little baggies and just start, you know, I'm just going to pack it differently this week. And I love that my mornings are smooth and easy, and I'm ready to get up and start work and not have to. Yeah, I just want them to sleep. Could they just sleep?
But mine don't. Even on the weekends, Harrison's like running out of bed at 7:30.
Oh my gosh. No, no. Mine will sleep if I don't bother them. Mm-hmm. Now, Hannah sometimes gets bothered because I think she sleeps a little lighter than Daniel, but Daniel's sleeping until like, I don't know, 11:30, 12 o'clock now.
Oh, dang. Teenager.
Well, I know. And I'm like, my parents used to get so aggravated with me. Like, oh my gosh, how can you sleep till 1? And I'm over here like, oh my gosh, please sleep till 1.
See, I'm not, because I don't want my kids up late. Nighttime is like my time to wind down and be quiet. And I'm like, you guys have to just go over there and like do your thing.
Right. Well, see, and here at nighttime, I can do my own thing. They can stay up, but they don't bother me.
Yeah. See, both of mine want to be entertained and I'm like, no, no.
Yeah. Past a certain time, the show is over.
I know. I always tell them that nice mommy clocks off at 8 p.m. After that, you get what you get.
Well, at least, you know, you set their expectations.
Exactly.
Like, I'm sorry you asked me for another glass of water. It is now 8:02 p.m., sir.
No, they should not be asking me for any water. They are 15 and almost 8. They can get their own water and things.
Yes, they can. And mine, no. I feel like Hannah asks me like every fourth glass.
Oh my gosh.
You know, she'll do three herself and then she'll be like, "Can you get me this glass of water?" It used to
Yep.
be every glass. And it's even worse because when she's at her dad's, I think that her granddad gets her like everything.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, you're not, I'm sorry, you don't get to live that lifestyle here.
Nope, not here.
There's no butler here.
Well, and I was thinking about it, like Delilah could potentially move out of the house in like 2.5 years. So she needs to be getting her own water at the very least.
Yeah, I know. I know. You're right. I need to stop getting waters.
Yep.
What I need to be doing is getting myself some water. Excuse me.
Exactly, self-care.
Oh my gosh. Do you ever have one of those realizations, and maybe this is not you because you're, you know, more healthy, food-minded than me, where I just realize I have not had a sip of water today. Everything that I've had to drink has been, you know, iced coffee, Diet Coke, a smoothie.
No,
Like,
because I have my Stanley always next to me.
oh gosh, you know how I feel about that.
It helps, it works.
I find those things hefty.
I do want to get a smaller one, and there was like, okay, I think it was in like Starbucks Japan or something like that. They had like a Starbucks Stanley collab, and it's only a 20-ounce Stanley in different colors. So I was thinking about trying to get one of those on Mercari or something.
Wow, that's like a best of all the worlds.
I know. It has this like Starbucks Stanley and it's smaller. So I was thinking about trying to get one of those because you're right. The 40-ounce one is a little hefty.
Yeah, okay, so I sent Caitlin a TikTok
Oh my. Out of control.
where this lady was like, "Here's what I hear when you tell me you've got to go grab your Stanley." And she's like wheeling the trash can down the street.
My
Oh,
gosh. It's
Lord.
ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so what I've realized is my life, now that I've started this job, and I keep saying that, how long do I get to feel like it's a new job?
I still feel like I'm at a new job and I'm just about to celebrate a year, so I think you're good.
Okay, good, because I'm almost at 3 months.
Oh my gosh, that's flying. It does feel like you just started.
Yes, doesn't it? And I have to like take a step back and realize, okay, yeah, you've got this. Like, stop. It's time to stop being in like fight or flight.
Yeah, well, I mean, like with your other experience, like I'm sure you're like just on edge, like the bottom's gonna fall out or something.
Right. But at this time, my life is like completely like I can get my house really clean and it looks really nice from the outside.
Right.
But I don't allow people to go in my garage.
Oh God.
And the closets are off limits to anyone. I mean, like, it is just inside, the hiding places are a mess. And it's almost like it's got my brain a mess right now. And
Yeah.
I realized the other day, I don't have any cups because all of my cups are in the garage.
I realized I didn't have very many like drinking glasses either, and I don't know what happened to them. I had a full set when I moved into this house 10 years ago, and now I have like five that we rotate through.
Well, and see, yeah, we're really struggling with finding stuff to drink out of. And I'm like, well, how is this a thing? I mean, like, I have hoarded Starbucks cups. And then I realized what happens is when I'm clearing out a cup holder to get in the car,
Okay.
if there's a cup already in the cup holder, I just grab it and set it on the shelf in the garage. And I went out and looked, and there's where all my cups are.
Oh
So I'm like, okay, so you need to just decide today is the day that we rescue all the cups from the garage.
no.
And I just am struggling with that kind of stuff because I feel like I'm still adjusting to my job.
Yeah, it's I think you're definitely still in an adjustment. I feel like I'm sometimes still adjusting.
Right, but now it's time for me to move on. Like,
Yeah.
okay, you've had this time to sit here and be nervous. Well, you pretty much know what your days are going to look like now. So just it's time to start integrating things. It's time to continue the growth.
Oh yeah, we love continuing growth. We love that for sure.
Yeah. So, and I had therapy today with Superstar Liz. And she explained to me all the reasons why I have a hard time starting those little projects. And I'm just like, this is why I love you. She just spelled it all out so perfectly. So now I have like all these tools to manage it. So if anyone wants to know the different types of procrastination, I have a wonderful, we could talk about that forever. So
Gosh.
I have been over here like, okay, you're procrastinating and that is a flaw in you.
Oh, tea.
When really there are negative emotions that arise with the tasks that I'm putting off. And I had never really thought of like, okay, so there's this one thing that I need to do that's going to be super boring.
Oh, yeah.
Never really occurred to me that I put off tasks that I know are going to bore me. And I know that sounds so basic. I know that everybody out there is like, well, of course you put off boring tasks. Like that sounds so like, oh, she thinks she's special. No, this is like tedium. You know, this is just me realizing that, oh yeah, I put it off because of this. Or if there's too many things to choose from to do, I just don't do any of them.
Yeah, that part. Or like getting started, like especially with like something like house cleaning. Like I know I have all these different parts of it to do, and like starting just feels so overwhelming. But once I get started, like we're cool, but getting
Right.
started is
And Liz says that that kind of procrastination is when you're looking for like a spark of motivation.
exactly. Yeah.
And sometimes that never comes and you have to just like push through.
Yeah, I hate that.
So anyway, now that I know, because you know, I dealt with my grief emotions, I deal with guilt, I deal with all of these other types of, I'm learning how to regulate all of these things.
I love that for you.
So now it's time to learn how to regulate boredom and tedium
Yes.
and these other things that I didn't realize were emotions.
Oh, all right then.
Yeah, so there's today's therapy.
I love that. Thank you for a therapy corner.
Yes, but anyway, I'm glad to hear that. Well, I wasn't glad to hear about your tooth problems last week, but
Oh my gosh. I've never been in that kind of pain before.
I know,
Never.
and I don't want for you to think that I was avoiding you last week, but tooth stuff and dental stuff freak me out. Like I have a real phobia around all of that, and I know that I've got some dental work coming up in my future. So you were kind of like, I was like afraid of you. I
Oh
was like, first of all, I knew what kind of pain you were in, so I
no.
knew
I
leave
couldn't
you
have
alone.
even talked if I wanted to.
No.
Like they were like, "Oh yeah, you should just like take Tylenol and Motrin every 6 hours." I was like, "You think I can wait every 6 hours? Like, are you crazy?"
Like, excuse me, she needs a Percocet.
Well, and I can't even take like narcotics or anything because I get sick.
Well, then you need somebody to just like knock you out, like just to beat
Well,
you over
what
the
happened was
head.
Brian went to go get me the good edibles.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, okay, only because you could cut it into like five pieces. They're like, okay, only take like one of these pieces. Do not try to eat the whole thing. And so I like took one of the pieces, and for a couple hours, I was actually feeling kind of good, you know, like pain. It was like CBD mostly.
Yeah.
So it was like for pain. And so I was like feeling fine. And then it was almost time to go to sleep. And so then I was like, okay, well, I'm really afraid that this is going to wear off. And so I basically just ended up taking the whole thing, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was just a mess. Like it was party time in the middle of the night.
Texted me.
I know I did. And I had Brian awake. I woke him up out of bed, and I was like, I think I took too much of this edible. And like I was talking all this crazy stuff, and then I called my dad.
In the middle of the night? What did you say to him?
All kinds of stuff, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Oh
Yeah,
no.
I was telling him that I needed to go to the hospital. I was afraid at that point that Brian had poisoned me. I was afraid that the edible had like other things in it. I
Oh no.
know, I was in total like paranoia state. It was awful.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then I would go from that to like hysterically laughing to like crying. Like it was literally a mess.
Wow, but I mean, it worked on your pain.
Yeah, the whole time I was not in pain. So what happened was I went to the dentist on Thursday because I was in like a good amount of pain. Like I was taking the Tylenol and stuff, and she's like, okay, you got to have a root canal, but I can't do it because I'm not an endodontist. And so She got me an appointment for the next day, but they're like, okay, bro, we're out of network. And so you have to pay like $650 up front. And I was like, no can do. Like, can't pay that up front. Sorry. And so then I like had to wait till my next payday, which was just a couple of days away. And so I like was gearing up in my mind. I was like, okay, you're gonna have to be in this pain all weekend. But then they also started me on antibiotics. So they're like, okay, well, your pain is probably coming from an infection that we see because it had an abscess in there as well. Sorry, I'm like talking about your trauma right now.
No, it's okay. It's okay because I'm with you. I'm fine.
Okay.
We
And
need a
so
safe word, like a dental safe word.
then dental safe word. So, okay, so I get the antibiotics and I'm like gearing up to like just be, in pain all weekend. I get this like regular CBD oil. Brian gets the good edibles. And like by Sunday afternoon, evening, I was actually feeling like okay after like the antibiotics had started working. Obviously, I had like some other things from antibiotics, that's not very fun. But I was not in pain anymore on Sunday. And so Brian was like, well, why are you not able to get your appointment? And I was like, well, I've got to wait till payday. And he's like, we're just going to put this on the credit card and then we can figure it out later. And so I called them back first thing Monday morning and they got me in that day in the afternoon. And so then I had it done Monday afternoon. And
Oh.
the whole procedure, like if anybody out there is gonna have a root canal, for me, it was not a problem at all. I was completely numb the whole time. And then anytime I would even like flinch, they would put like more of the numbing stuff.
Ew,
There was
no, stop, safe word.
okay. Yeah. So it was good. If the whole thing was fine.
Well, my experience with a root canal was horrible,
Yeah.
and I was already like worried about it. Now, here's the thing. I have never had an abscess.
Okay.
And I know people that have, I mean, my mother,
Yeah.
I think, has had one. And that is like, I know the worst pain. And I did have dry sockets when I had my wisdom teeth taken out.
Yeah, I never had that when I had my wisdom teeth out.
And let me just tell you that I was wishing for death. Like, there was one night where I was just, okay, this is it. Like, I've lived enough life now.
Know. I told Brian, I was like, go get me the pliers out of the garage. I'm just going to take this sucker out right
Well,
now.
there was nothing, and like I couldn't have I mean, my wisdom teeth were already gone. Like that was the
Yeah.
only thing I could do. So, anyway, when you said that you were having all that pain, I remember when I had my root canal, my tooth didn't hurt at all, and they
Okay.
still said that I needed a root canal. I was a little skeptical. I was like, no way.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's wherever the cavity is in your tooth, like if it's gone past the enamel.
Right. Well, this particular tooth had broken one time
Oh.
before. So he was trying to assess, do I need to put a crown, just put a crown on it, or does
Yeah.
it need root canal? So he was doing all these tests on it to see like where it was hurt or where it was sensitive.
Yeah.
And
Did you have to do the cold test?
yes, but I passed all. I mean, like he still determined that I needed it. But anyway, I never had an abscess, and I have wondered in the last few years, because that was like the last time that I had anything done to my teeth because it was so awful.
Yeah. You're gonna need the sedation next time you go.
Well, and that was the thing. They told me before when I had it assessed, and they were like, okay, you're going to need a root canal. I was like, oh, okay. So they said, well, we can give you some medicine. Well, I thought that that meant just come into the office the day of and we'll just give you some medicine before the procedure. Well, no, that means they write you a prescription for like one pill of Xanax or something, and then you go to the pharmacy and pick it up and you take it before your appointment. Well, I didn't know that. So I just show up on the appointment day and they're like, oh no, it's too late.
Oh no.
It's kind of like when you realize that it's too late for the epidural.
Yeah.
And now here you go. You get to just now, of course they used the, of course they used Novocaine and they numbed it. And it wasn't that it was all that painful. It
Right.
was just, it was, it just went on for so long. I mean, there was a time that I was like internally screaming where I was like, I just want to take a break. Can y'all just get out of my mouth for a second?
Right, because you have like the dental dam and then you're like biting on the block thing. So you have a lot going on.
Yeah. And your lips get all dry.
Mine only, I think I was only in there probably for 30 minutes. So for me.
Mine took a long time and there was one root that he couldn't get.
Oh no.
So this is the most compelling podcasting we've ever done.
Root canal.
Okay,
But
like
anyway,
where are the
yeah.
awards for podcasting? Because this is it. This is our entry.
Yeah, but it was terrible. Before I'm feeling much better, I have to go tomorrow or today when this airs, and get the crown. And then I have like a filling that cracked that she found. And so she's going to take that one out and put a ceramic one in instead of a new metal one. So,
Okay.
yeah. So we're getting all fixed up. I had been avoiding, like, I'm an avoider for sure. I had been avoiding going to the dentist because I had been like a regular dentist visitor prior to COVID. Like, I was on my every year appointment, but I had not gone. And I had a hunch that there were some things wrong. And I don't go because I didn't want like the dental guilt. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well,
When
yeah,
they're
you
like, oh, did
don't
you floss
want to.
today? And you're like, no.
That's my issue, is that they're going to
Yeah.
look in my mouth and they're going to be like, you've ignored this for like 5 years.
Yep. And so I told them like ahead of time, and the people that I saw were really great. It was a new person to me. That was the other problem too. I hadn't seen anybody in so long, so I didn't have somebody that like I knew and trusted.
Yeah.
So yeah, but anyway, it's all pretty much done. I am brushing and flossing twice
Well, see, I have that. I had it. Had eating disorder symptoms
now.
for years. 15 years, and I have just very little enamel left on my teeth. And I have a friend who also dealt with the same situation, and she just recently had hers all fixed. And she told me that she would, refer me to them, that I can
Oh,
go see,
perfect.
maybe go see them, because they're super compassionate about like eating disorder mouth. Because
Yeah.
there are a lot of people who, lose their teeth because of stuff like that.
Right. I just didn't want to go to somebody who was like an old school, like dentistry guilt. Like, I didn't want to do all that.
Yeah, and I think that, it's possible that things have changed, but it's just the fact that it costs so much. Like, y'all, I didn't ask to have teeth.
Yeah. Well, and thankfully for my regular, like the dentist that I see, it's 100% covered on my insurance, but it was just this thing that I had to get done that was out of network. And so what they'll do is they'll bill the insurance, and like whatever they pay, they'll refund back to us. So it's like a deposit or something.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm 2 weeks away from being fully insured for the first time in 2 years.
Oh my gosh, that
Yes.
feels like it's taken so long.
Yeah, well, I mean, 3 months in this
Yeah.
job. So it's like, it does feel like it's flown, and I can't believe that I'm on like week 13 or something.
Crazy.
But yeah, so it's been a long time that I've needed some insurance. I'm excited to have it.
Yeah,
So,
that'll be great.
yes, I know that it is definitely a privilege
Absolutely.
have access to it. And I can, as a person who hasn't had it in so long, I really know what it feels like to feel like you need to go and see somebody about something, but feel like you can't afford it.
Yeah, for sure.
It should not be a privilege to take care of yourself.
I know. Hashtag universal healthcare.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, we haven't got to I hate it here yet, so we'll
Well, I actually removed I hate it here because I feel like we need some positive. We just need to talk about the positive things this
Yeah,
week
let's
and
just
we'll
talk about happy stuff this episode. That's true, because I mean
And
there's a
we'll
lot of stuff
return to I hate it here next week.
that's been going on in the country that
It's like
has me.
an avalanche of bad news.
It's just every day. And it's not only just the shootings and stuff that happen every single day, but it's the slowly stripping away of human rights that I'm watching. But I just can't believe that. Look, we're gonna have to rise up. That's what's gonna happen.
Okay, but we'll save that for next show. We'll
Yeah,
save
we'll.
that for next show.
Sorry, we're trying to get not on that train.
Let's transfer to Taylor Swift, shall we?
Oh, Taylor.
So you went to the
Taylor.
show.
Okay, so I went to the show last week in Atlanta. I was at Atlanta Night 3.
Yes.
And I feel like that the secret song, because she's been doing the set list has been the same every show, except at the there's like a section right before she gets to the Midnights era where she does this kind of acoustic secret song. She plays one on the piano, she plays one on the guitar. And they're different every night. Nobody knows what they're going to be. And she played I Bet You Think About Me at my show, which is this, I mean, that's just like been my anthem for, since it came out, basically. So I was really happy to get to hear that. What I will say is that it's a wonderful show. It's a wonderful experience. And I'm 100% obsessed with it. And I have to go again.
Oh, yeah.
That's the problem. I was texting you the other night talking about like how I'm going to just get in the car and go.
And then she's like, you have to do the same with Seattle. And I was like, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I'm that. I don't know. The planner brain in me can't like just go without tickets. I don't know.
Well, no, because I've got it planned.
Okay. Well, you let me know how it goes if you get tickets for the for another show.
Okay. Well, I'm going again this weekend.
I know you are. I was wondering if you were going to talk about that.
Yes. My new friend and I mm-hmm. are going to go to Philly this weekend.
Are you talking about that person like you're your parents?
That's what our parents call.
When you're like 16.
Hi, this is Leanne's friend. You know, when like they have to come with you to a funeral or something. Exactly. You have to go to the family as your right. friend. I know. I don't know what to call him on the show. Like, I just don't know. So mm-hmm. we're still going to come up with a title.
You can call him your partner. Can you call him your partner?
We're not partners yet.
Well, you're not partners. Okay.
Well, I mean, he's not, we're not like doing life together. No. I mean, he knows the cats, but.
Can you just call him Bay? Can you call him Mr. Big? Can we just give him a nickname?
Yeah. Maybe I'll talk to him about it and see what he wants to be called.
Call him Titsy Roll.
So anyway, we're going to get in the car like super, super early in the morning and on Saturday morning and we're actually going to drive to Scranton.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to drive to Scranton, which is where the office takes place. And it's been my dream for a long time to go visit Scranton. So we're going to get an Airbnb in Scranton, which is like 2 hours away from Philly. So we're going to get the Airbnb. We're going to like drop all our stuff off. And then we're going to just drive to Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I've decided. It does not really matter to me if I don't get tickets, because I didn't even get to go to the merch truck at the Atlanta show, because by the time we got to the venue, I needed to pee so bad.
Okay.
Like, I couldn't make any stops. I was like, we've got to scan these tickets and get in this building or I'm going to have an emergency. So I didn't see any merch. I didn't see anything at my show. And if we go to Philly and I don't get a ticket, mm-hmm. then we'll shop the merch. We'll hang out outside with the other Swifties that didn't get tickets and listen to the show from the outside. And then we'll drive back to our little Airbnb and then we'll spend Sunday, you know, exploring Scranton.
Perfect. So
it's going to be a really nice little weekend.
Mm-hmm. Sounds
and
like
it. It turns out that you can get tickets at the last minute, that Ticketmaster does ticket drops all day long, the day of the show, starting Wednesday, the week of your show.
Hmm. And was I heard they did that in Nashville, but are they doing that for every show?
Every show. Yep. Every show. And I have watched all the TikToks of all the people that are like, here's how to get your last minute ticket from Ticketmaster. And, you know, I, all this past weekend, while she was playing Nashville,
mm-hmm.
I sat in front of my computer and just pretended, okay, if you were in a Nashville parking deck right now and you didn't have a ticket, you know, 1, 2, 3, go. And then there were several times that I had a ticket in my cart that I could have gone to all three nights of Nashville if I had wanted to.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So I have no doubt that when we get there, we will get a ticket. I'm not going to pay resale prices. I'm not going to get them from StubHub or whatever. I'm only going to get them through Ticketmaster.
And do you know like where the seats are? Are they kind of like all over? Like, is it worth it to have those seats?
Well, there've been a couple times the tickets that I found on Ticketmaster were like behind the stage.
Uh-huh.
But I don't even care. Like, I just want to be in the room. I mean, of course, uh-huh. I would have a better seat than that. Yeah. But I have watched a lot of TikTok footage from those behind the stage seats. And the people that have them are like, get them. It's great. Don't even worry about it.
Okay, cool.
But there was twice for the first night of Nashville and the second night of Nashville that I had front row at the Diamond.
Wow.
In my cart for like, I don't know, $300, which $300 is not cheap for a ticket. Like don't start thinking that I'm over here saying that $300 is not, you know, that's cheap, but compared to the prices on StubHub.
For real. Yeah. They're like 1,000 plus right now.
Yes. No matter where you get them, like any area. I mean, and StubHub even has the behind the stage seats at like $600, $700 a piece.
That's wild.
So for me to have, you know, a front row at the Diamond seat in my cart for $300, I was like, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is insane. Like, I could be in the front row right now if I was in Nashville.
Right.
But I was not in Nashville.
No, you were not.
On my back porch in Charlotte. Dang it, if I got in the car right now, I still wouldn't make it.
Right. Definitely would not make it.
So, but yeah, we're gonna go this weekend and try again. And then one of my friends that I went to high school with, she and I have kind of reunited, and we're gonna try for the Pittsburgh show.
Fun.
Yeah, so I have a few little, tricks up my sleeve to see if I can see it again, because it was a great time. I mean, it was a really great show, but I was so nervous about it for so long that it was almost like I didn't get to experience it.
Okay.
Where you just are kind of like, okay, I'm here now, enjoy it, enjoy it. You have to enjoy
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, exactly.
You have this voice in the back of your mind that's like, you have to, this is it, this is your time. And it's just, I felt like I was so worried about enjoying it that I forgot to just relax. So now that I've seen it and I've done it,
It's like a wedding.
I need to try again. It is very much like a wedding, how when it's over, you're like, oh wow, did that even happen?
Yeah, and like when you're in it, you're like trying to like make it like make yourself be in the moment and stuff. Yeah.
But then when it's over, it was like a whirlwind.
I know. I've seen a lot of TikToks about people who like after the show, they're like, what do I do now? And they're just like sitting there with the lights on in the room. It's so funny.
I know, they're like, okay, this concert has been my personality for the last 6 months and now it's over.
Right.
Like, what do you even do?
Exactly.
So, and then it's obvious that Nashville, was blessed this weekend because she announced Speak Now Taylor's version at the Nashville show on Friday night. And
Crazy.
Phoebe Bridgers is the opener right now for the next couple of weeks. And because they have a song together on Red Taylor's version, Phoebe's been coming out and doing that song with Taylor, which is,
I love that.
I love that song and I would love to see that. I think Phoebe Bridgers is awesome.
Yep, I
So,
saw her last summer, and she's a great performer just by herself.
is she? Well, she's been opening. And when I go see Taylor in Philly, if I get in, I'll get to see Phoebe because she's opening and Gail.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you'll really like Phoebe Bridgers, I think.
Yes. Well, I know I do. I already know I like her. So, no, I've never seen her live, but I do like her music. So,
Yeah.
but yes. So, I know that that sounds crazy to just get in the car and drive all over the East Coast and see if you can get in.
Well, hey, whatever floats your boat, I will
But I
not.
mean, why not? Why do I need to just sit here?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I've been sitting here for 2.5 years.
Exactly. Get going. I
Get
just,
up.
that is not something that I could wrap my brain around. But if you are excited about it, I'm excited for you.
Well, I know that it'll be fun even if I don't get in.
Yeah, because you're gonna have
Yeah.
fun anyway.
I'm making a whole thing of the trip itself. And then
Yeah.
if the concert works out, great. If not, I'm not going to stress about it. But I mean, night two of Nashville, I had a fantastic seat in the cart for like $110 10 minutes before the show started.
Yeah, okay,
So,
cool.
up until, 8 p.m., they're still selling tickets. So I just fingers crossed that it'll be fine. And I don't even care that this has just become my personality.
I know, I'm just a little concerned about what's going to happen after the concert is completely over, like after the tour is completely done.
I don't know because I am loving it. I'm loving how every weekend she just serves it up. And every show is like even though she does the same set list every night, every show is still like different in some way. And yeah, I've been loving everybody's TikTok lives and just watching every night. It's just very fun. And I ordered myself a custom blanket.
Oh.
With the date of my Atlanta show on it, it says the Eras Tour, and it's got like some. I ordered it from Amazon and just as like a little commemorative because I didn't buy any merch at my show, I didn't buy anything there. I mean, like, we got in the door and like went to the seat. And
It's so expensive to buy it at the show.
well, I know, and so much of the stuff that I buy, so much of my Taylor stuff is stuff that was made by people on Etsy and stuff.
Yeah, and that's nicer anyway. You get to support their small business.
Yeah, I really like fan-made merch.
And nobody wants to pay $60 for a t-shirt.
Well, what I really wanted was the water bottle.
Oh, okay. And how
And
much was that?
I do plan to still get it. It's $35, which for people who have bought a Stanley should not say anything.
Yeah, 35 for a water bottle is not too bad.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a what is that kind? A Nalgene?
Okay, yeah, like one of those. Is it plastic or metal?
It's plastic.
Okay.
But it's that like
That thick plastic.
Camelback.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, But they weren't selling them at the merch booths until after the show because, listen to this, they did not want people to fill them up with water from the water fountains instead of buying drinks at the venue.
It's really weird.
Can you, but that is that not the most dumb capitalistic crap you've ever heard?
Yeah, that definitely is. Even the airport lets you fill up your water bottle once you get through security.
I know. Like, come on. Ooh, we got to wait till the show's over to put that out. So then what? You just sat through a 3.5 hour long show and you're
and now you're going to stand in line for an hour.
And now every single person in the venue is going to stand in line for this water bottle. That's just so no. Right. So if nothing else, I will come away from this trip this weekend with that water bottle.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. That's the plan.
That is a great plan.
And well, I am going to start putting more Taylor elements into the decorating of my house. I've decided that too.
Oh, cute. I love that, especially because it's your space and that's like what you're into. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I am into The Office and cats and Taylor Swift, and that's pretty much it. And, you know, I don't think that we should yuck people's yum. I think that, you know, the things that make us happy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're on a planner podcast. I don't think anybody is yucking it.
Anyone's well, that's yum. Like you were planting this weekend. Didn't you do some planting?
Yes, we bought like $150 worth of plants and got them all in the garden this weekend.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It was good. It was warmer than I would have wanted. I prefer to plant when it's a little cooler, but the plants don't really like that. So we got, let's see, what was it? A kiwi, another blueberry, a grape, some tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, herbs, and pumpkins and squash.
Wow. Aw.
Yep.
I can't wait.
Yep.
Just to see pictures.
Yeah, I know. A couple of people were saying that they wanted to have like a garden tour, and I'm like, it doesn't like look that pretty. It's more functional than anything.
Well, this woman that I work with, they live on a farm.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm jealous.
She's always telling us about the stuff that she's planting, and she very recently planted asparagus.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, we have some of that too in our garden.
And she said that asparagus takes 3 years.
It does take a while to get started. Yes,
that like you have to plant it, and then in 3 years you'll be able to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? I have never in my life seen asparagus growing from the ground.
It grows up just like how it looks in the store, like just the asparagus. Yeah.
Yep, I put it from the bottom. It almost looks kind of like bamboo, but small. Uh-huh.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it just never occurred to me to even consider like what does asparagus look like or Brussels sprouts. Then I started thinking of all the other vegetables I've never seen growing from the ground.
A Brussels sprout plant, when you start it, looks like kale.
But then they kind of, don't the little bulbs grow like on a vine?
Like cabbage, like, kind of.
Along uh-huh. the ground, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been Googling pictures of vegetables growing. I know that's crazy, but
yeah, it's the same thing with like with our fruit trees, you know, with our figs. It's taken us like 3 or 4 years to get a handful of figs on it.
Oh, but I do love figs.
Oh my gosh, I love figs. They're my favorite.
Oh, I would love to have that.
Yeah, well, just come visit and we'll feed you. Come in the summer.
Well, I would love to eat some days. I realize that my body is screaming for a vegetable.
Exactly. Just have a salad.
Like, please, why have you not given me anything that is real? Why is everything you've had today crackers or Little Debbie's? Like,
I know, right?
So I do have some nice salad stuff in the refrigerator right now. But then I end up putting all this stuff on it that makes it not healthy, like some almonds and some cranberries. And
almonds are healthy and so are cranberries. What are you talking about?
Well, they just seem like snacks.
No, it's like a fun salad. I think that's the way that you can eat your lettuce, is making it fun.
Here's my spring mix with some snacks on top.
Yeah, exactly. It makes it fun.
Tortilla strips.
It's not about taking stuff out. It's about adding the good stuff in.
Well, I've been working on it. I've been very conscious of my vegetables lately.
We love that.
And that doesn't mean that I've been eating enough of them. It just means that I've been eating more because I've been thinking about it. But
I think you need a juicer. I think that would help you to get more vegetables in.
I think so too.
And you just drink a juice and then you've had like two salads.
Yes, because I actually prefer beverages to food anyway.
Yeah, and you can make them taste good. Just throw an apple in there.
Yeah, banana makes everything better.
You cannot juice, you cannot juice a banana, Leah.
But you can put it in a smoothie.
You can have it in a smoothie, but you cannot juice it.
But you can make your juice and then put it in a smoothie.
That's true. You could even make like a Bloody Mary with no liquor in it in your juicer.
Ooh, or liquor in it.
Or no.
Well, that just because you put the liquor in it doesn't make the vegetables disappear. It's still healthy.
Well, then you're gonna have to do a liver cleanse after that.
Oh, my poor liver. Bless her.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you had fun at Taylor Swift. I'm gonna move down the notes because we're on limited time today.
Yes, we are. Thank you for being
I'm trying.
the moderator. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can we please talk about some planner releases? I need to talk about the Happy Planner Pride Collection.
It's like the prettiest thing they've ever made.
It's the most beautiful thing I have ever seen. And in my head, before they released that, I was like, they better not release that undated rainbow collection that they've released for the last 3 years
That has been,
again.
yeah, it's just, that's been such a cop out.
I know. But this year they did like an artist collab. I don't even remember what her name is. Let me click on our link here. What is
Oh,
her name?
it's so beautiful.
I know, it's stunning. And they went like full on purple.
Ugh, there's
Her name
not
is
enough
Peggy
purple.
Dean. Peggy Dean, and she's a nationally recognized artist, best-selling author, and award-winning educator in the Pacific Northwest. Get it, girl. And she's the founder of Pigeon Letters and a proud LGBTQ plus person and a woman-owned small business.
Well, it's great. It's a beautiful collaboration, I have to say.
Yes, it's stunning.
I
Absolutely.
don't, I'm almost a little bit upset that I've already bought so many planners for July already because I
So
know that
here's
I'm gonna need it. I'm gonna need to get some of it.
the cool thing about this collection, though, is that there's only one planner and everything else is a notebook.
Oh, yay, because the covers are so pretty.
Or in the classic size, anyway. So the classic size are mostly notebooks. And then I think there's one mini planner and then a mini notebook as well, too.
Okay. All right.
So I think that was very strategic on their part that they did that.
Well, in honor of Speak Now coming out in July, all of my planners will be purple.
I love that.
And I have the purple Heather Kell cover for my Happy Planner. And then
Yes.
in this latest Erin Condren release, I did place an order and I got my multicolor coil and I love it. Oh my gosh. I love my Etta V planner so much.
It's so pretty. She sent me a picture of it. It's gorgeous.
And I bought their vegan leather lavender cover. The little
Ooh.
snap-in vegan leather one. So I'm going to use my purple Heather Kell and my purple Erin Condren covers.
Perfect. It's going to be great.
And I'm going to do this. I'm going to make my Happy Planner discs the same color as the coil on my Erin Condren.
Ooh, that'll be fun with that cover.
Yes, I'm very excited for how it's going to look. And one of these days, I'm going to actually get the stuff out and do it instead of just
Can it
sitting
just
and
be
thinking about it.
July though? I just want to start all of my new planners.
But everything fun in my life is happening in June and May.
See, everything fun in my life is happening in July. I'm so excited for July.
See, for me, the only thing fun that's coming is the new planners. Right now, I'm just like all the fun stuff is in June and May. So I'm just like, oh man, what am I even going to do? At least when July comes, I'll have new planners since all my fun will be behind me.
You just have to plan more things.
And I did not buy tickets to the Chicago Planner Conference.
I did not either, and they just launched today. They are expecting a sellout, is what I read.
I'm assuming that they will too. And I knew that I had like a week to think it out. You know, the one through this, we know May 1 through 7 was alumni sales. And then I
Yeah.
knew, you know, starting today that everyone would be able to get them. And that if I didn't make my choice by today, that it would probably be too late. And I hate to miss it because it was so much fun. And I love our friends that I know will go. And
That feels the same.
probably by November, I will have the worst FOMO of my life, and I'll be out here on the street like trying to scalp a ticket.
So here's what I'm gonna try to do. They have a wait list. They're gonna have a wait list. I think unless you have to pay up front for the wait list, which I'm not sure how that works, but I think I'm gonna try to get on the wait list once it sells out, just so that I can have like a little bit of insurance. I just don't know, like mentally, if I can do another like cross-country flight in November, like prepping for holidays and like Delilah's 16th birthday and all of that.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same, especially if I'm planning to do all these, random road trips this summer and, following. I mean, I've got Taylor to think about.
I know. And I feel like unless for me, and I don't know if this like sounds like I'm like too big for my britches or something, but unless a conference is gonna, help me get there, or like I'm gonna be doing something at the conference, I don't know if I can really like plan my time or my budget around more than one, if that makes
Well, I
sense.
know, and Go Wild is so huge and expensive and such a
Well, and
huge.
I just love Go Wild. Like I think that that one just has a kind of a special place in my heart,
Well, and I love the Chicago Planner Conference for sure. I mean, it was my first big conference, and I know that it's going to be awesome. I know it. I don't even need to. I have no doubt in my mind that it's worth the ticket price, and it's wonderful.
Oh, totally. It didn't even hardly go up at all.
It's just that a flight and a hotel room is a whole. I mean, that's the whole cost of the ticket there. So it's basically you're paying the cost of the ticket three times.
Yeah, I do wish that they had gone back to their original time. Didn't it used to be in February?
Yes.
I feel like that would have been way more doable if they had done it in February.
Yeah. Well, you're probably right. Or just like waited until February of 24.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, done
Because,
it
but,
this
well,
upcoming February.
then, but then it would be like right before Go Wild. So it would still be. It would still feel like a lot. I there's just it's a lot. It's a lot. We have to be honest. I mean, it's a lot to go to Go Wild and the Chicago Planner Con. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of flying, hotels,
Yes,
people.
I agree. Yeah, it's a lot for sure.
Yeah. So it's just and it wasn't really that I had a moment where I made the decision, okay, I'm not going to this. I just realized, oh, the time is coming on, and so anyway, we'll see what happens in November or closer to it. If I'm supposed to be there, I'll be there.
Yeah,
We'll put it
exactly.
that way. Like that's I'm really that's kind of my mindset for lots of things lately. The especially big things like Go Wild and Taylor Swift and all that kind of stuff has been okay. Well, if I'm supposed to get there, I'll get there. So,
Yeah,
but
I
anyway,
agree.
what other planner releases do we have?
So Planny Thing has another release coming up on the 20th of May. That is pretty much all that I am allowed to say about it right this minute. I did see on her stories that the truck just showed up with all of the product. But she is gonna, like, this is not meant to be self promo, but I'm gonna use it anyway. She's gonna send me a box with the new release stuff, and then I will have a flip through of it over on my channel if you want to check it out.
Hey, she really
Yeah,
does a
but
good
it'll
job.
be.
Her stuff is always so cute.
She it is, and this one's super cute. And I will give you one last little teaser. It is definitely seasonal for our next upcoming season. So
Okay.
yeah, so it's gonna be really cute. And I love that she hand draws all of it, so none of it's like clip art. I had a sad moment this morning with some clip art.
Yeah, do you want to talk about that? I think it's okay to discuss.
Okay, so in a group chat that I'm in, someone sent a picture of a card with a squad girl on it.
Yeah,
And
the
I was
picture
like,
looked like it was taken in a Target.
yeah, I think it was. And the card had like a squad girl on it, like unmistakably a squad girl. And I was like, no, it's the design team did not make those originally.
I'm so surprised that you haven't seen because when I saw that it was at Target, I was like, yes, because Target has in the past had whole rolls of wrapping paper that had the squad girls on it and gift bags.
I had not seen those before. That's
So
so
I had
interesting.
known for a while that okay, this was not Happy Planner's art.
I know, it's still kind of a bummer because the squad girls were like a thing for like a while. I don't
And
know.
I
I
still
just.
love a good spread with a squad girl in it. I can't
Oh,
deny.
me too, for sure. It's just a little bit like somebody told me that Santa wasn't real.
You know what I
Like,
want to
no,
do?
nobody
I want to
believed
go
me.
back to one of my old squad girl spreads from years ago when those books first came out and recreate Like there was that one spread that I did where they were all in a pool. Oh,
That
man, I
was
used to be
cute.
so creative.
Yeah, you still can be. You have time.
Oh, I'm about to like get rid of half my planner stuff, actually.
Oh, shoot.
Not because I'm leaving planning, but because I've got too much. It's like I've got so much stuff now that I don't plan at all because I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've seen that happen quite a few to quite a few people.
I
I'm
mean,
almost there myself.
I have this box, this Erin Condren box that is full of just kits, just planner kits that I've ordered from Etsy.
Yeah, that you're never going to
So
use.
yeah, so here's what I've decided to do. I am going to sell my planner collection in the form of mystery boxes.
Oh, fun. Yeah, I saw your stories about that. That was cute. That's cute.
Yes, and I've decided that they're going to be $50 each, and I'm just going to go to the post office. I'm going to get a whole stack of those medium size flat rate mailers, and I'm just going to fill like 50 of them with all my stuff.
Perfect.
And then anybody who wants them, and I mean, I think that's the easiest way because I'm not going to be able to itemize things.
Of course not.
But I'm going to ask people questions before I put the box together. Like, I just want to know, like, I'm just going to ask them, like, what do you absolutely hate?
Okay, yeah.
That's the one question. Just what do you hate? What would you hate to get? And if I know that about every box, I can at least keep the stuff out of it that people won't use.
For sure.
So, I'm not going to be able to customize, like, oh, you wanted this book and you wanted that book. But, like, to get a, general idea of, okay, you hate this, so I won't put it in. That's pretty much as far as I'm going to go. But I'm excited to get started on it. It's going to be a big project.
Yeah, and then you'll feel so good once it's done.
Oh, I will. And I'm just going to keep the stuff that's like really important to me that I really need. So, yeah, I'm kind of excited about undertaking that, but I don't know when that's going to happen.
Great. Oh my gosh.
I did get some interest though on
Oh,
my
good.
on the Instagram. So, I did say, okay, I'll do this if I get some interest. So, I am going to do it. And because there's no reason for that stuff to just sit there not getting used.
Right.
So, well, anyway, let's have a teacher corner real quick.
I know, we haven't had a teacher corner in a while.
Yeah. And now that we are former teachers.
Ex-teachers. Actually, technically, I'm still a teacher. I'm still licensed.
Oh, well, I mean, I could probably get my license renewed if I needed to, but oh, thankfully I don't. Well, anyway, so what is your teacher corner stuff?
Okay, so the first, I'm going to start with this one on the bottom. This incredible junior graduating as a senior. His name is Dennis Malik Brown. Have you heard of him in the news?
Wait, is he the one that has like the millions of dollars in scholarships and got into like 45 schools and stuff?
Yes, he has
Yes.
received 180 acceptances and has been so far awarded 9 million in scholarships.
I know, I could not believe it.
I am so excited for him. Like,
Yeah.
that's so incredible.
I know, and I love stories like that.
I do too.
Yes, it makes me very happy to hear.
Yeah. I wonder like the time that took, because each one of those, had an essay with it and all of that. It's
Oh
wild.
yeah, those applications are no joke.
Yeah. And the fact that he's graduating early and was still able to do all of this, like he's gonna
Oh.
knock it out of the park.
Yes, he is proof that the education system, people that take it seriously can still get through it.
For sure. Yeah.
I it's just very impressive. I'm so impressed.
And this week he's going to decide where he's going to go. So he hasn't decided
Oh.
yet.
Wow, I can't wait to hear.
Yep.
They'll be lucky
Excited.
to have him.
Absolutely. I'm trying to find on in this article what he plans to study, but it doesn't say.
Well, I hope that we continue to hear about him for a while, that it doesn't just go away.
Want to follow him on TikTok or something.
That now he just belongs to all of us now. He's all of our former student.
I have been like really into that actually on TikTok right now, where kids are like finding out if they got into certain colleges and like their college decisions. It's adorable.
Yeah, those are cute videos. And it's also prom time.
Oh my gosh, you mean the Met Gala on
I
Facebook?
always get this really like warm place in my heart for prom time.
I was a prom, like I went 3 out of 4 years to prom.
I did too. I went my 9th, 11th, and 12th. I didn't go 10th.
I went 9, 10, and then 12.
Well, I was never on any courts or anything
Oh,
that I
I
could.
was on the Rose Festival court too. Portland has a Rose Festival, so I was a princess
Oh,
too. I know,
well, you
fancy.
are a princess.
I know, that's what when I told my mom I was getting a crown, she said, "Of course, because you're a princess."
Well, I love to see my Facebook friends, especially because a lot of my Facebook friends now have kids that are old enough to go to prom. I'm like, first of all, how is it that anybody that's near my age has kids that old?
Wild.
But, I mean, it's coming, like, you know.
No, Delilah will have prom in like potentially 2 years if she get if her school has junior prom. I don't know that they do.
So I like that time of year, and it's cute on TikTok too. So
adorable, and all of the dresses and stuff that I've seen are so cute.
Yes, and they could all be perfect dresses for the Eras tour. That's really just how I look at everything now. Like, could you wear that to the Eras tour? Yeah,
you probably could.
So I saw this thing, speaking of the Met Gala, I saw this thing comparing the people that were at the Met Gala to the people in the Hunger Games.
Oh no.
You know, the people in the Capitol that dress so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, those parallels are kind of scary.
Ooh, that is a little bit scary. Yeah.
Like, it was a little bit too like, ooh, you know, I'm not going to be one of those people that's like, oh, such and such is a devil worshiper. Like, I don't care. Like, if you wear red to the Met Gala, that does not mean that you're worshiping Satan. But I just, because people, you know, I mean, people have said some things that are really outrageous.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, about people.
Outrageous takes.
Yes. But I just feel that the similarities to the Hunger Games was a little scarier than I liked.
Oh my gosh. Right.
Yeah. So did you chaperone a field trip?
I did. We went to, okay, so it's called the Hoyt Arboretum. It's basically like a big nature area. She said, the lady who was our tour guide said Arboretum stands for Museum of Trees in Latin, apparently.
Oh.
So I had two, just Harrison and one other little kid in my group. And there were like an abundance of parent volunteers on this trip. There was like, so his class has 19 kids in it, and there were like 6 parent volunteers and then the teacher. So we all had like these small little groups, and then they split the whole class into two, and then we each had like a tour guide that took us around. But I will say, the tour guide that we had was not great at like reading the room. Like, she wanted to stop and like do all of these like tree stories and stuff, and the kids just wanted to like run around and like jump on stumps and stuff. You know? They didn't want to like sit still and like listen to it. They're 7 and 8 years old. Like, they're first graders. So
they really probably don't care about the subject matter, if we're honest.
No, they just were happy to be outside and not in the classroom.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I don't know how riveting that information would be to a grown up either.
I mean, they liked learning about the trees. Like, when she stopped and she's like, oh, like, yeah, look at this fern, or like, ooh, check out this slug with your magnifying glass. Like, they liked the stuff like that. But when she like wanted to like tell them like a story, like, a, you know, a long talking situation.
Yeah.
They didn't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, I have never chaperoned a field trip.
Never? Not once?
No. My dad did one time when the kids went to an aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that it was loud.
Yeah, I will. Wow. And the bus was the worst.
No, I mean, I organized a field trip for a group of students at my school and went on that.
Okay.
So I have been on a field trip with students, but not my own children.
Right.
And I don't really know why. I don't know why I haven't been all about that. Well, I mean, before COVID, I mean, I was teaching, so I really couldn't unless I would, you know, take a day off work, I guess.
Yeah, and I had to go because Harrison has a bee allergy, so I had to go.
Oh, because if they needed the EpiPen, you needed to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, I mean, he's never needed an EpiPen, though. He, like, anytime he's had an allergy, he's had Benadryl and been just fine. But okay. I was happy to go, and I was happy to meet all of his little friends because I didn't really, like, know any of his little buddies because he goes home on the bus, so I don't really see him, like, after school at school. So yeah. That was really cute, too. I wish that more of the parents had been there so I could like exchange information with them.
So how was it like to kind of see him in his school element?
He's exactly the same. Like, oh. He's just a social butterfly. Like, he just wants to talk to everybody, but also he's a really good kid. Like, when he's supposed to stop and listen, like, he does that. He's also like very compassionate. So I don't know. Like, it was fine. It was great. He didn't like act up because I was there or anything like that.
Yeah,
well, it was good.
I had this moment in the carpool line the other day where I was in the car and Hannah's class was outside on the picnic tables.
Yeah.
And I could see her and her friends. I couldn't see her the whole time, but part of the time I could. Mm-hmm. And there was a teacher out there that was just like, basically just constantly screaming at them.
Oh my gosh.
And it wasn't that she wasn't really saying anything that was mean. It was more just, you need to be quiet. We need to listen to the announcements. I can't hear the announcements. And it was almost like I could look at her and tell that she identifies as tired.
Yes, poor thing.
And it turns out when I talked to Hannah about it later, that it was not just her class. It was the fourth graders from both classes.
Mm-hmm.
Because her class is third and fourth grade, and there's another class of third and fourth grade. So it was like all the fourth graders. So not everybody that was out there, she's not in class with them all day, every day.
Yeah.
But the kids were just, they wouldn't sit down. They would not be quiet enough for the announcements that were coming over the loudspeaker to be heard. And I was almost like I was having like flashbacks to when I was in the classroom and there were people that were just extraordinarily loud.
Right.
That there was nothing that I could do to get them to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
That they were just not going to stop talking.
Yeah. And I mean, that's just how it is. And that's like, I feel like reflecting back onto my time in the classroom as well, when you're in May, I kind of feel like you need to like pick your battles, not necessarily like give up your classroom management or anything like that. But I don't know. I feel like there's got to be like a better way than just like micromanaging. Does that make sense?
No, I know what you mean. And that's kind of how I felt. I wanted to, and I didn't know how the other parents in the line were feeling too, because I knew that they were witnessing this as well.
Mm-hmm.
This teacher was there and this was not her regular teacher.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's possible that the classes don't always act like this when their regular teacher's with them. This was a specials teacher. She teaches like health and PE or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I didn't know like the whole situation, but I just knew how frustrating it had to have been from her perspective that they were just not going to be quiet. But also the fact that it is May and they were outside. There was a playground right there. Like, right. Why are they all being forced to sit in these seats?
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt like on the field trip. Like, we're outside. There's like all these stumps that they can be like jumping on. Like, why are they like trying to tell them a story when they're outside?
Well, and that was sort of how I tried to address things in my classroom, that there were just going to be times we were not going to be able to be focused and we were not going to be able to have a traditional looking classroom where, you know, there were times when, you know, I was lecturing or giving a, you know, a test or whatever, when everyone was sitting quietly in their seats. But in this situation, I could not see why she was trying so hard to contain them when there was plenty of space right there for them to go play.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would have been playing while the announcements were on and she could have heard it. And then when it was time for the car riders to go to the carpool line, then they could have just gone from the playground. Why are we trying so hard to fit them into this box, this controlling box, you know? So it was almost like I was thinking, you are fighting a losing battle here, because again, like you said, it's May, it's a beautiful day, everyone's outside,
right?
And here she is trying to quiet down fourth graders.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you are causing the stress, lady. It is not even their fault.
Right.
It comes a point where, you know, there's just, it's a ridiculous expectation to expect for them to act a certain way. It's kind of like when you overstimulate them on Christmas Day and then you're like, why are you acting a fool?
I know. So, you gotta be prepared for the fallout.
I just felt so, but now of course I was just immensely proud of Hannah, because she really was sitting, you know, fairly quietly with her friends. Now she was chatting with them, but she was not one of the ones like up running around.
Right.
Now, she might have known that I could see her.
There you go. Yeah, so, she might have spotted your car.
Once the object knows that it's being observed, it's going to change its behavior.
There you go.
But anyway, it's just I have no idea what that teacher's classroom management style is. I just kind of felt like it's futile. Just give in. Just let them have a nice 5 minutes of free time to just chill.
Mm-hmm.
She yelled for 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh. And then all the kids left after the 5 minutes.
Yes. And then they all went to their cars or to the bus lot or whatever.
Oh, jeez.
So basically they were outside waiting to be dismissed, you know, waiting to hear the final dismissal.
Oh, okay. Was there something in the announcements that like they needed before they went home, or like, what's the purpose of that?
Well, the announcements are basically just, okay, now it's time for the car riders to come inside and get in the car, get in the line.
Oh, but the teacher could have said that to them.
I well, she kept yelling because she couldn't hear it.
Oh, gotcha.
And I'm just like, well, if you're afraid you're going to miss it, then send them off to play somewhere else over there. Like, why are you for anyway? And I don't know her life.
Right. And we don't know what she had to deal with from possibly administration or
Who
whatever.
knows what the day will look like? You know,
Yeah.
maybe the rule is that they have to sit there. I don't know. So it's not for me to, I just know that I can't imagine that being my job. I can't believe
Right.
I used to do that. Now I know that my kids were older,
Mm
but the older they are, the bigger they are when they're rowdy.
But I mean, also like just like looking at like the systems of schools, like I'm having to battle that, with stuff with Delilah right now too. And it's just like I cannot imagine like working in that toxic environment again.
Yeah, I know. And my so Hannah has a friend who her neighborhood is right across the street from my old high school where I used to work. So every time I drive Hannah to that friend's house, there's the school where I was, you know, teaching for 11 years. And the other day I dropped Hannah off at this friend's house and I just kind of like drove through the parking lot and just like looked up at the windows to see if I could see if like my friends that used to work there with me were still in the same classrooms. And you know, it was so weird that I spent that much of my time there and then I just didn't anymore. You know, just it was so, I always thought that I would retire from that school.
I do miss like teaching like in a capsule, if that makes sense. Like I miss like interacting with kids and like talking with them and like building relationships and like just like n being knowledgeable about education and stuff. And so I don't know, like I've thought about it, like if I ever have the opportunity to have another job, I'd like to maybe like look at ed tech or something like that. That might be kind of cool.
Yeah, I definitely miss my students. And I know that, of course, most people probably think that the hardest part of the job is the students, and it is not.
No, it's the parents and the administrators for sure.
Yes, and even the most difficult students behavior-wise, I usually manage to get on my side.
Right. It's all about like building a relationship. Like
Yeah,
that's what I
rapport.
think a lot of
Yeah,
teachers miss.
exactly. And I think that in the situation that I saw the other day with Hannah, I don't know that this particular teacher has had the time with all of these kids as she's like a PE teacher, like a specials teacher. I wouldn't think that the specials teacher would have the same amount of time to build those relationships with the students as the, you know, regular classroom teacher.
Right.
So it's possible that these kids behave very differently when they're with their regular teacher. And, you know, when there's a sub, people are crazy.
Well, and like maybe that was a case of like the PE teacher then got their prep taken and had to cover this class, so that's frustrating.
I
And
know.
then
Yeah.
the kids are like conditioned that when they're with this teacher, it's PE time, so they're like moving around,
Yeah. There was so much that could have gone into it. And I'm really trying to, I'm trying to think about people, what kind of day people are having when an interaction with someone is not 100% positive. I'm trying to think maybe they had a bad day. Maybe they're, I mean, who knows why that teacher was just, let me just stand here and scream. Like that was, she was just at the end of the,
She was at the end of her rope. It's
there
like
was
these videos
no.
that you see on TikTok where like these kids are like getting in teachers' faces and they're like fighting them back now. It's like these a lot of teachers have are like at their limit. They went through like COVID with these kids and now they're like coming out of COVID. And I have heard from so many teachers that teaching is just so different. Like kids don't know how to act, kids are not like afraid of consequences. There's just so much more technology use. Like kids are just like facing the tablet all the time and like getting them off of things is just crazy. So like I don't know what needs to change systemically in education, probably a lot of things, but I have heard there is just like it's just wild.
Well, no, they don't. They're not afraid of consequences because there aren't any.
That's true. Like they're getting sent to the principal's office and then getting sent back with a bag of
There's
chips.
just, there's nothing that teachers have got no, used to be, I could kick someone out and write them up and they would get, you know, they would get ISS for a couple of days. There would be some kind of consequence. But I'll never forget the day that I went to the staff meeting at the beginning of a new school year and they were like, okay, we're going to try to get our referrals down. We're going to try to get our referral numbers down. And they encouraged us to not write referrals unless it was like a last resort. You know, and they actually said the words, if you find their passion, you will not have discipline problems. And I was like, well, you might as well just say, if you fart rainbows, your day will be better.
Right.
You know, if we let me find every single individual student's passion. Yeah, that's what I'm here for. That's what I went to school to do.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, but now I realize that there are no consequences. There's no, I mean, we can't even hold kids accountable for due dates. I mean, there came a point when I was teaching when if a kid turned something in late, I had to take it.
Mm-hmm.
So why even tell the kids this is due on this day, because they're going to turn it in whenever they want to anyway.
Right. And I mean, then there's the whole thing with like kids on IEPs and stuff. Like, so I had this meeting with some of Delilah's teachers and they were like, oh yeah, she's not been like doing her work in class. And so we've basically just been like telling her the answers. And now like, we can't do that anymore. We found out legally, if you don't want to go with this other diploma option. And I'm like, first of all, any kid who has the ability to be spoon fed answers is going to take that. And it's no wonder that now she can't do it because she's missed all of the instruction, because they were also saying that they like allowed her to sit in the back of the room and be on the computer. What do you like? Where is the common sense here?
What? Oh my! Well, we'll have to talk about this further at a different time. But I'm speechless now.
You know, and so we're just trying to get her to the end of the year, and I'm, you know. So.
Well, and it does sound to me like that in a lot of cases, I feel like that students get that students do fall through the cracks, because like mm-hmm. if the teacher doesn't know how to manage a certain situation, they just put them on a computer in the back of the room and ignore them.
I feel that. Yeah.
And then just give them the answers to get through the day.
Right. And then they find out that they can't do that, and then they have to change it. And now this kid who's like missed so much of the instruction, like, has to like swim upstream, basically.
Yes. And to suggest that the kid should come right out and say, no, don't give me the answers. No kid's going to say that.
No kid is going to do that when you're sitting there spoon feeding them the answers.
No, that is not on Delilah at all.
No.
Well, that angers me. And I'm not trying to be
frustrating. I know.
I hate it here, but.
I know. Well, I've been talking about like, you know, because she is on an IEP, getting like an advocate and or a lawyer to attend the next meeting.
Oh, I think you should, but I also don't think that you need to allow them to take you down the road of an alternate diploma.
I don't think so either, because I know my kid, and I know that she is definitely more than capable. And so I even brought it up, like, this is a whole tangent. This is probably not for the podcast, but whatever. I brought it up during the fall because there had been similar things happening in middle school where she didn't want to do the work and the teachers were giving her the answers. And so all of that. And I was like, okay, well, what do you guys see here in the fall? And they're like, oh no, we don't need to even discuss that. Like, she's doing great, because she was very motivated in the fall, you know, and she had her schedule where her hardest classes were at the beginning of the day, where she did better. And now this semester, she's a little bit more checked out, but I get it, the teachers are busy. I completely understand. I've been there with 40 kids in the room times 7 classes in a day.
Yeah.
Get it?
When 10 of them do have IEPs that you're having to pay attention to. I know it's a lot.
Right. And she does have accommodations, but she should be getting those accommodations instead of like having things modified, like having things like told to her.
Well, and there's a difference between an accommodation and a modification as well.
And that's what they were trying to tell me. And I was like, okay, but you've been giving her these modifications without including me in the conversation, first of all.
Yeah.
For the past like 2 months. So now you've trained her that in your class, she's going to be spoon fed the answers mm-hmm. instead of doing the accommodations. Of course, she's going to choose the easier option. Like, the teenagers want to sit and be on Instagram and TikTok. Of course, they're going to choose that answer.
Yeah. Well, and there are ways to write modifications into the IEP.
Yeah. They told me that I couldn't have any modifications. It all had to be accommodations, because if we did modified, then she would have to be looking at an alternate diploma.
Well, I don't agree with that. I think that
I don't either. Yeah.
I believe that modified notes and modified assignments can be considered an accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like, I just felt like it was very weird.
Yeah. You might want to look into an educational advocate or something.
Yeah. That's our plan.
Yeah. Well, I hate for us to cut this off before we get to our May currently page, because I know that we have not done that yet, but luckily there will be another episode in May, and we're coming up on a hard stop because I've got carpool this afternoon. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is just our life now. Like, we just barely managed to talk to each other for an hour and a half a week. So
I know, but here we are. This is a little shorter episode, but we'll be back hopefully in 2 weeks with a longer one.
Yeah, we are really trying to make sure that we're still in it. You know, we're just doing the best we can here. And this is really one of the hardest months of the year for everyone, I think.
I agree.
May is hard for everyone, no matter what industry you work in. Anyone who's got kids is feeling it.
Yeah, I do feel like summer is going to be rough, though, with kids home all the time.
Yeah, I know. I'm already starting to think about, okay, I'm going to need a whole planner for kids' activities to keep them busy.
Keep them busy, because that's what they want, right? Like, they just want to hang out with their friends and do stuff.
Right, and now Hannah has all these great friends that I'm excited that, okay, we're just going to have Avery come and live with us for 4 or 5 days during the week so that Hannah's occupied during the day.
I know. Thank goodness we have kids in our neighborhood that here, and Harrison's big enough now that we can, like, almost let him, like, go knock on doors by himself.
Well, I know Hannah had her friend over this weekend, and I did let them go outside and just kind of run around the neighborhood.
Oh, man.
Because we've been here long enough now, other kids are always running around the neighborhood too, so I feel you know, pretty safe about it. And, you know, I got to run around neighborhoods when I was a kid. You know, I hate for my kids to not get to experience that at all, just because I'm so scared.
Right.
So, but anyway, well, the weather's been beautiful. How's the weather been out there?
It's either going to be cold or like Satan's butthole. So it's going to be like in the 90s next week, and I'm not excited about it.
No, I hate the 90s.
I know. Please. And it's like Mother's Day weekend. It's going to be like 91. And I'm like, can you? That's not what any mother wants.
I can't believe that you mentioned Mother's Day to me yesterday. And I was like, oh, when is that?
I know. And I was like, Leanne, I can't believe you're going on a trip on Mother's Day. You gotta be spoiled that day.
Oh, no. That is how I'm going to be spoiled, is that they're just going to.
Oh, there you go. Around.
They're gonna let me go and do what I want to do. So,
oh good.
Well, anyway, thanks everybody so much for listening. If you're looking for Caitlin, you can find her at creatinginchaos_official on Instagram, and you can also catch her at creatinginchaos on YouTube. That's where she is, so go follow her. She's also at creatinginchaos. No, she's at the Spice Chaos Podcast Instagram too. She's over there.
That's right. And you can find Leanne at Spice Plans on Instagram and YouTube. And then you can find her at the Spice Chaos Podcast Instagram.
Yes. And keep your eyes peeled for my purple planners.
Yeah, same. I'm actually doing purple too.
I'm going to pick a peck of purple planners.
Yes.
Yes. I'm so excited about my purple. So anyway, everyone have a great week, and we will talk to you in the next one.
Bye, friends.
Bye.